from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour four of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Our training camp coverage continues. Brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and by Guardian Caps. And this segment of the Nation is presented by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book now at kissabledental.com. Brandon Cooks in 20 minutes. Here's the Chief with an edition of The Finest.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to our conversation with Brandon Cooks. That dude's a stud. He had a nice day out there. He was connecting with Dak a little bit, a couple of play-action opportunities. Brandon Cooks is really picking up right where he left off last year. As the season went on last year, he was awesome. 877-881-1053. More Cowboy observations and some around the NFL training camp coverage here. But the thing that has stood out to me most here in Oxnard, we talk about the builds of some of these guys. You know, Zimmer, his very interesting aesthetic. Of course, you have at the D-line, you have Jeff Zanina?
Zaniga.
Okay. I'm going to go with the way I said it.
Zanina.
And he looks like Mr. Incredible, and he's like just as jacked as anybody you've ever seen from top to bottom. And then Demata Peko. This is a former
I know where you're going
Cincinnati
with this one.
Bengal.
Nose tackle.
Baltimore Raven, nose tackle.
And the
tackle.
Hair. Like if you just think of the hair, yeah. The flowing locks.
He's the Troy Polamalu of interior defensive linemen, and he played many years for Mike Zimmer in Cincinnati. I need to see what they have him, what his measurables are physically here, because he is a giant dude. He's a former NFL run-stopping defensive tackle. But when they talk about having an anchor on the backside, you've never seen cheeks on a human being like this.
Nice.
I mean, this guy's over 300 pounds. He's big everywhere, and his ass still looks too big for his body.
Nice.
And I pointed it out to Kevin Hageland. I'm like, dude, just please look at this thing. And the look on Hagee's face, he was like, oh my gosh, I can't even fathom. Like, a profile view at this thing is insane. This is a guy that has to, not because he is overall too large, just specifically because of his cheeks, I think he's got to double up at a movie theater. I think he's got to double up on an airplane. Like, there's no way.
Up by what you're describing.
Like, he has to have his recliner tailor-made, I would imagine, for an ass like that. That's the ass you look at and you feel like you needed to pay money to see something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's borderline unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Sounds like the man for the job, you know?
Yes, seriously. I think he would do a better job than what it is that we have old Mozzie doing right now. He was getting pushed around once again today. But you can't. Oh. I mean, what did Parcells always say, bro? Say it with me. You can't coach cheeks, right?
Oh,
that's one of his staples.
You can't when you say that.
You can't. That's one of his. Now you're just messing with me.
You can dial 1-800-CHEEKS, though.
I was kind of wondering. I was kind of thinking, what would Parcells say? You can't coach cheeks.
You can't coach cheeks.
That's why Demata Peko had himself quite the career in the NFL as just a bona fide space eater. And when you have a tank ass like him, you can do that. I don't think you're seeing that in Justin Rogers.
What's he weigh? Like 360 or so?
He's listed at 6'3", 325. But let's be honest about that. You say a defensive tackle's 325, Broadus.
Maybe
really,
from the waist down.
Yeah, he's really.
Yeah, I mean, that dumpster truck's probably 325.
Yeah, he's 325 pounds in his underwear.
I think he played it. I think he played it like that at 325.
Well, it's jarring, and I encourage all of you to check this guy out on the practice fields and come back and return and tell me you've ever seen anything like
that.
The
coach that's in the best shape of all the coaches is Al Harris.
Agreed.
Al Harris looks like he
kind of shape because Al Harris and Jeff
Al
Zunina,
Harris looks like he could still play.
I think Zunina does too.
Yeah,
Zunina looks unbelievable. Yeah.
The cardiologist is going to favor Harris though.
There's no question
Harris
about
is
that.
Lean.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. The BMI is going to look a little bit.
Yeah,
better.
I think all these guys look like they could still play. They really do.
Yeah.
Even Greg Ellis, I think, might be able to give you a couple of snaps.
I would say, I don't
think the head guy. Yeah.
No. I don't know. I don't know if Greg can still play.
Greg is a sweet
I don't
man.
Think
he can give you one snap.
The
knees are too bad.
Everything he got. In 5 good years.
Jeff Zunina got on me, by the way, when I had a chance to meet him, because he asked me where we had him on our board in Green Bay. He got picked in the 7th round. I lied. I said we had him in the 3rd. I just lied.
I hope we get to talk to Jeff and be like, hey, what did this guy tell you? You lied to your bleeping face, Jeff.
Yeah. No, don't do that. But no, I kind of like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I think we had you in the 3rd round on the board. He goes, where the hell were you? I got picked in the 7th. And I'm like, I was just a scouting assistant then. Yeah. I really had no control over what was going on.
Yeah. He does have that weird G in the last name, though. It's like, is it silent? Where does he go?
I think it's Jeff Zunina.
Zunina?
Can we try and get him on the interview round? Can we see if we can get him?
No, because
I think I've sent enough texts within the last 30 minutes of like 4 different people.
Because
you guys can all go bleep yourselves right now. Okay, we're getting who we're getting.
We wouldn't have enough dump button.
I'm dead serious.
Like, yeah, we would.
You know, he was, I mean, some serious F-bombs
I don't
today.
Know what his background is. Like, I don't know if he's got the skins on the wall like Walchuk
did. He went to
did.
Chicago. He's from Chicago.
No, I just mean, like, in terms of acting and, like, musical theater and stuff. I don't know how much of a showman he is.
Oh, no, he's a super fun guy.
If you were doing just you were trying to typecast for, like, a live-action Incredibles movie, there is no person walking the earth that would do better just in terms of the perfect human being cast type.
With the hair, with the mask.
The jaw,
yeah.
The face, every ounce, like his every piece of his body is Mr. Incredible. He is the human embodiment of him. Yeah. So if they ever do a live action thing, they got to figure out if he's got
I lied to him. I felt
chops.
Bad. I
Where do you think he played college football?
Purdue.
He's a Boilermaker. He's a Big Ten.
He got
That's
recruited.
A Big Ten body.
He got
He's a Boilermaker.
He got recruited, and he was going to go to Illinois, and then he ended up at Notre Dame. I got his whole story.
All right, I got a pronunciation guide, too.
Zunina?
Zunina. Jeff Zunina.
Okay.
Jeff Zunina.
Yeah, I like that a little bit better.
Are you calling cap on that, Brian?
On what?
The pronunciation first name.
Really,
Where's the S and the K?
Yeah.
All right,
it's just the pronunciation there. I don't know. Zunina.
Let's take a look at some
Zunina.
Rookies. Must be from the same part of the world as Coach Krzyzewski.
that one was a tough one, too. I
Good
never
call.
Knew how they got that out of there.
Yeah, Coach K. That was the most obvious nickname in the world.
Yeah.
You're Coach K, bro. Okay, we have some rookies across the sport making waves, the first of which is Marvin Harrison Jr. Grade this. How disrespectful is this? If this was your son,
1 out of 10
move. Yeah, grade this 1 out of 10. I think this is going to piss Broadus off more than anybody. This is Marvin Harrison Jr., former Buckeye, now rookie with the Cardinals, making plays after practice. He's up at the wall. He's signing autographs. Boom, boom, boom. One of the kids, probably like 13 years old, gets the autograph from Marvin Harrison Jr., and then as he's walking away, shouts at him, go blue, bleep the Buckeyes.
That's you can't do that.
That's 100% crossing the line.
That's crossing the line.
That's a Cardinals fan who's also a Wolverine.
That then,
and he's now crossing streams.
That, yeah,
with his rookie.
Don't just just take.
You don't cross streams with your rookie.
Just, never do
just
that with
take
your rookie.
The interview.
That's what Parcells used to say too. No streams crossed.
Good call.
No days off too.
The problem is out here in these environments, the loudest person is often like the most socially dysfunctional, and they cannot turn down an opportunity to make people look at them. Like today, there was some. random Yahoo trying to start a Let's Go Cowboys, like in full-on shout mode, for probably 3 minutes.
That was Wolchuk, wasn't it?
Yeah. Nobody joined him the whole time. I was like, Wolchuk, hush, dude. Everybody's...
I mean, I need to get the people going, man. All like five people that are out here.
Yes.
Hey, settle down. Today was... they showed up for military appreciation today.
The military show.
Tell us some appreciation.
If we would, if today was the first day of practice, I wouldn't have even batted an eye at the crowd. I've been like, it was a pretty run-of-the-mill standard crowd today.
Hey, I think my man Mike Leslie like takes pictures before they let him in.
I like that move.
I think
you
he's
get
like,
here, you get here an hour before practice. Yeah, he takes a picture of the bleachers
and then like puts it out like thin crowds at the Cowboys. How does he do his voice? He's got that one of those voices like he always talking to.
Oh, he's got a TV voice.
Yeah, he's like, hi, how's it going, Brian? It's good to see you. I'm taking pictures before the crowd's even out here today.
He's watchdogging that line.
Yeah.
He's all over that story.
Back
to you, Jeff. we have
Jeff.
We have Xavier Worthy against press coverage, the rookie wide receiver who's getting a lot of deep bombs. I mean, that's a guy taking the top off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Left and right in Kansas City right now.
He's a top-off guy.
With Pat Mahomes.
It's like just a pinball in that video, isn't
But
it?
In this video, man,
my goodness,
this is the hazards of being an extremely undersized receiver in
like
football.
149?
You see him get jammed by the corner at the line of scrimmage, completely throws him like inside and off his route. He's sort of stumbling, which pushes him right into the linebacker, who then just completely decleats him.
Yeah.
Welcome to the NFL, to the youngster. We have Joe Milton allegedly outplaying. You're going to love this one, Broadus. I think you are too, Wolchuk. Joe Milton in New England right now, the Tennessee quarterback, has allegedly outplayed Drake May through six practices.
Yeah, well, Milton's got a cannon on him.
He does.
He's got a ham cannon.
He's got
we know
absolute
that.
Cannon. Mm. We'll see. Maybe he's the rookie quarterback that that surprises some people.
Mm.
And then, you know,
don't they have a veteran guy up
they
there?
Got
also,
Brissett's going to start for.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Speaking of rookies in Las Vegas with the Raiders, you have Brock Bowers, the Georgia
tight end. I heard nothing but great things about him up there.
Not a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's supposed to be the real deal. And he is. I'm seeing him a couple of nice plays on linebackers. He's mossing them down the seam.
They're showing around the NFL. Bit. He's always on those clips.
Is
Dude,
he?
I've yeah. seen some articles coming out of Raiders camp. They're gearing up to make a push for Dak Prescott. He might be the key offseason move for them next year. They're like, that's our franchise quarterback. You don't want him, we'll take him. He's going to be a Vegas Raider.
They're a quarterback away from being a team that can get to the wild card round.
For them, hell, I don't think they've won a playoff game since 2002.
No. Maybe,
that's a Super Bowl for them.
Stash.
Maybe they just take the one playoff win.
They will, and they'll build a statue in Vegas for him. Like, that's the difference.
Right next to the Owl Flame.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'd love to have Dak. Oh, he's my guy.
He's not very fast, though, Al.
Oh, it's okay. He could throw the ball.
He's tough as hell.
Oh, I love this guy. Yes. Oh.
Well, Al, there's good things being said about your rookie tight end right now. Apparently, one of the corners for the Raiders, Nate Hobbs, when talking about
he can't cover, he's a bum.
How's Nate Hobbs still in the league?
I don't know. I think it's a different Nate Hobbs.
Is that the cartoon strip?
Tiny guy.
Yeah. No, this is not the cartoon strip.
Hobbs. What was the Hobbs? what was it called?
Wallace and Gromit.
Whoa, it's Hobbs. Come on.
It's Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, Calvin.
Why when I try, you guys just fall off the map?
It's not my wheelhouse.
I'm not trying anymore. Yeah. I'm not.
Thank God.
I am not.
Please don't try
and don't sit there.
1970s comic strip references.
Hey, Calvin and Hobbes is not a 1970s. Now,
Continue with the show, Eric. Thank you very much. On to better content.
Was it the 50s?
If I said Dagwood or some crazy thing like that or Blondie,
That's a great sandwich, the Dagwood.
Okay.
Dagwood?
Dagwood. Gosh, dang it. It's food. Don't you know anything?
I've never heard of any of these things. When you say Hobbs, I think about Fast and the Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
I'm not even trying anymore.
Yeah.
Not even trying with you guys. Because nobody cares when I throw out a reference. It's like,
You just gave us a comic strip reference from the 60s, man. I have no idea who Calvin and Hobbes are.
How about
being
a little bit
sorry
more,
about it?
Yeah, you should be.
They've never read a newspaper in their life, Brian. Punks.
Imagine that.
I read one online before.
Yeah, I read them digitally all the time. Actually, that's a lie because you have to pay like a bunch of money now to read your newspapers locally. It's BS.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with getting a little ink on your fingers.
All right, so Nate Hobbs, not the comic strip guy.
Calvin Hobbs.
He's a corner for the Raiders, talking about guarding the rookie tight end Brock Bowers. He says, I had no clue about his speed. Usually when I get on a tight end.
You didn't have any clue either about that comic.
He says, I could let off or jog a little bit when I'm guarding tight ends usually, but with him, you got to be locked in because he's different. He is. And everybody knows it. Including you over there, Broadus, who I know is not trying anymore, so I'm not going to try and get anything out of you. Our guys,
I'm taking the Bastic approach here.
Man, the Texans is fired up about the idea of Dak to the Raiders, though. Yeah, that'd be the best thing they've heard all day. They like that? Some of them do. I do think that is probably... Oh. I know the Giants are the team that gets talked about, and I do understand that. I think there are some elements
of those that make sense.
No, those are Cowboys fans. But Raiders, I could see the Raiders being right at or near the top of the list of teams most likely to. Now, I don't know how interested Dak would be in a team like that.
Do you think Mark Davis would do that to Jerry?
All in, going all in. I don't know. I guess you'd be better answering that.
I mean,
it seems like competition.
Should have known better.
Seems like competition.
Should have known better. Sorry about that, Eric.
I mean,
back to you.
How many owners are saying, I don't want to. You know, anger the other owner. So
sometimes,
I'm not
sometimes
a player.
These dudes do little crazy little deals like that.
Well, that would be crazy for the Raiders to pass up the first respectable quarterback they've had since Rich Gannon, just to keep Jerry smiling. I mean, honestly, Jerry will probably be happy that he's going to the Raiders instead of the Giants. I mean, if you know what I mean?
That's fair.
You're probably like, dude, please go to the Raiders. Now you're in the Pat Mahomes division. Honestly, if you're the Cowboys and you're like getting rid of Dak, and you're probably not hoping that he has more success without you, right? You probably want him to go to the Raiders more than the Giants. It's telling the truth on what you got, too. You know, if he leaves and, like, the Rams get him, you're like, oh, geez, they're probably going to make more out of him. But if the Raiders are the team, like, lining up to get him, what they do is overpay mid-quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, this is the clarity that you need. It's the clarity that you need, Brian.
What did you say?
Oh, geez, do we want to keep Dak or not? Wait, who's on line two? The Raiders. They want Dak. Okay. It's been answered. They're the what not to do
team. We have clarity. Yeah. If in the late 2000s Bill Belichick wanted your defensive end and that you were like, crap, why are we making a mess out of our defensive end? Bill Belichick is going to take him, turn him into an all-pro. Yeah.
Or he's going to send you his guy who's done, and you're going to end up paying too much, yeah.
Big respect to DJ Moore, the Bears, who just got his $110 million
extension.
Did
he sign his what kind of outfit was he wearing in that thing?
I don't know about an outfit.
Did you see what he was signed his contract in?
No.
I think look it up.
Were you watchdog in his attire?
I think it's pretty crazy. I might have got ball sacked on this one.
I think he got ball sacked again.
No.
I think DJ Moore is one of those likes to get wacky with the outfit. I think he did a wacky.
Yeah. I think he did a bit.
I think you nailed that too, Broadus. Can we get any confirmation?
Did he do it? No. He might have done something He might have done something with a helmet. He did it with his helmet, with his visor and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Always ready for action.
I can't say I'm seeing anything
here. All right. I got ball sacked.
Well, apparently he celebrated his big contract extension
Popeyes.
With the Bears.
We're 0-for-2 this segment on your references, Brian.
Okay,
sorry
here we go.
That.
Here we go. Now, this was Warren Sharp who tweeted this out. So he's wearing what looks to be a floral hoodie with his helmet on and the Guardian cap. So that's what DJ Moore signed in.
Okay, yeah, that's a weird one. I'm with you on that one. That is a
very unique
one. Yeah, but he did have an 8-piece from Popeyes to celebrate.
It's a hell of a good
Dawson,
celebration.
Dawson,
has he been by yet?
Has Dawson even had
I
a tackle box?
No, that's what I'm saying. Dawson, wait till Friday when you guys roll out of town. He's like, also the car's like, you think you're going on to the 101, and all of a sudden.
That's right.
It's like. I'm
best Popeyes in America right here in Oxnard, California.
I'm going to order off the menu here. I'm sorry, you don't have to show me one. I'm just going to tell you what
better.
I want.
Yeah, I don't need to look.
These guys might need an in menu. I don't need
Hold
one.
The coleslaw.
It's a damn good popcorn shrimp, man.
Hold the coleslaw.
It's elite. All righty. Thank you so much for an edition of The Finest every afternoon at 5 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. Brian's in a mood this afternoon. It's fun.
I'm about to go get a drink.
Okay.
Thank God. Are you?
I think I got one of these little cards. We can get drinks.
Can you get two?
Oh, I think they've already tapped out over there. Practice has been over for a couple hours now.
I need to be drunk to handle the rest of this show with you.
We're going to 7 o'clock this evening. Rangers lost this afternoon. We have the Expressway. Brandon Cooks is going to join us around the Olympics and so much more coming up next here in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.